G'day guys, Ben Heffernan here from the Big Audio Art Life Show. Yeah, this is a show that I do so that I can pretty much, I don't know, what would you say, map my journey. And I hate the word journey, but it describes pretty much what I'm trying to do, and that is just document or talk about my journey as a struggling artist, trying to make a living from my own talent. And let's face it, that's pretty much what we all want to do if you're a creative, to a certain degree. I mean, a lot of people all over the internet are trying to work out how they can sell their art and other things like that so they can make a living from it. So I've started a YouTube channel. I've got 2,700 plus people on my Facebook page, my art page. I've got Instagram's lagging. I haven't really put a lot of time into Instagram, and I know that's one of the big players, but that one's a little bit more difficult because who's got the time to do all those hashtags and all that sort of thing? Facebook's easy. You just go and take a photo, say a quick couple of comments on what the painting is or whatever the thing is that you've created, then whack it on, and it pretty much is out there. But I haven't got time to sit there and curate all these, and try to think of the best hashtags for Instagram. And plus Facebook have got that. And let's face it, Facebook's toxic. So, who wants to be on there more than they have to be? I merely use it just purely as a business sense. So that, the people that are following me, I really love them guys. It's like a little community and a family. They love it. They ask me how I'm going if they haven't heard from me in a while. That's on the Facebook page. But, Facebook itself, I can't stand, getting on the main area of it. But, I'm just sort of rambling on here. So where am I? Facebook, Instagram's lagging. I am on TikTok. I'm doing little short videos on TikTok. And while I'm doing that, I'm actually editing the videos and just putting a little advertisement for myself and my YouTube channel saying, you can see the full video on YouTube coming soon, or it's up and running. And that one's a lot of fun. Probably better to have your phone in the vertical position. I just pretty much tape. I edit my video from my YouTube when I'm doing it, actually shooting it from a YouTube channel. So it's in a horizontal form. And I think they seem to do a lot better on TikTok in vertical than they do in horizontal. Doing that, and what else am I doing? So I've got TikTok, I've got YouTube, and YouTube's the main one. You need your 4,000 watch hours, and you need your 1,000 subscribers. And like I've said in the past, lately I've been getting a lot more views, and it's mainly because I think that I've hit the 100 mark, 100 subscribers. Well, I've got 120 now. And a lot of these people are now people I don't know, whereas before I was inviting people from my Facebook page. And, it just seems to get circulated a lot more. I don't know if it's that exactly, but it just seems pretty fishy that, the minute I've hit 100, I'm starting to get more and more traction. When I say traction, I think one of my last videos, which was By the Still Waters or Tranquility, that one there has now got over 150 views, and I was lucky to get 30 to maybe 50 views. So that's definitely, and that was within the first week, and that's never happened before on YouTube. And so once you do get your 1,000 subscribers and your 4,000 watch hours, you actually get the opportunity then to become a YouTube partner, where then they will inform you that you're able to monetize your channel by putting ads and allowing people or businesses to put ads during your channel. And I think a lot of them do it like at the start of the channel, the start of the show, halfway through, and then one at the end. And you'll make a little bit. I'm not sure. I think it's a CPM, which is cost per mile, and it works out. So 1,000 people watch it, you'll get a certain $4, $5 or something like that. It's, you know, you're not going to make money, a heck of a lot of money from it. But there's another way that I've also doing things. I'm putting prints on Redbubble. I've got a Redbubble shop, and that one there, I've got my prints up on. So with that, I'm going in and taking photos, putting on Redbubble. Then I'm making the link, and then in my description on my YouTube channel, I have just a little blurb saying, you know, my artworks are also available in print form. You can see them at my Redbubble shop here, and then I'll have a link to that. What else have I got? I've also got Amazon affiliate. So there I've gone in and tagged a Montmartre, a paint set that I use. It's really, really quite good, you know, considering Montmartre, you know, is pretty much scoffed at being a Chinese brand and pretty cheap. But they're not that cheap anymore, and I tell you what, their paint is pretty good quality. So if, you know, for acrylic, and I don't know what it's like for oil, but I make a little link in that. I'll go into that in more detail, but make a little link and from becoming an Amazon affiliate. And then if anyone watches my channel and says, oh, gee, I'd really like to get that paint set, they can click on my link and it goes and orders that that paint set for them. And plus, I think for the sake of me having that, Amazon gives me a couple of bucks, or anywhere from 50 cents to $5 for a bit of a kickback, as you know, for having that link up on my website or my YouTube channel. And you know, even if it's only a couple of dollars, you think about it, like, you know, I mean, some of these channels that I'm looking at on my art, on like Wow Art, for instance, they've got 3.5 million people. They've been going since September 2019, 3.5 million people, and they say work on about 1% of your total subscribers that will actually click on your links and purchase materials. So 1% of 3.5 million was what, 3,500 people. And then you've got what, I don't know, $3, you know, so you're making anywhere from, you know, 6,000 to 9,000, maybe 10,000 a month just on those affiliate links, you know. But of course you've got to have your 3.5 million people, which is not an easy task. And if you're not any good, well, the YouTube community will soon let you know. What else? So it's probably enough for now. Anyway, you're probably sick of hearing me. If you want to check out my channel, go to Ben Heffernan on YouTube. Check it out. Beautiful Easy Art is my banner. And it's Ben Heffernan, and it's a colourful little tropical scene that you'll see me. There's a couple other Ben Heffernans on there, of course, but check me out. And if you like what you see, maybe consider subscribing, and please leave a comment and a like. And let me know if you're actually hearing this channel for the first time, and then you've gone and had a look, hearing this podcast, I should say, and then go and have a look, and just let me know whether you've gone over and subscribed, or hey, you know, leave a comment and say, I heard you from your podcast and I've checked out your channel. I'd be stoked to see that. Okay, well, have a great day, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.